what counts is quality, not quantity, as they say. We see that from Rabbi Akiva. How do we see that? He had 24,000 Talmidim. It's an incredible amount. And they all died. In a very short time, in 33 days. Although I'm not sure it's all in the same year. But that it was...
Six to five.
Oh yeah, but it says actually... Yeah, okay, so... Five Talmidim. For those five Talmidim, Torah is re-established. And all the Torah that we have nowadays, is from those five Talmidim. So imagine how huge the Torah would have been. 24,000, but they're all... Nothing left. So the five Talmidim, five good ones, is better than 24,000. 24,000. But what's interesting as well is that they... The reason why they didn't respect each other, it must be that they probably were very great in Torah, but yet it's not worthy for the continuation of Torah is only possible if one is respectful to one another. Fascinating. Okay, we're learning Simon Shinayin Beis, we're up to Seif Vav. And we'll continue with halachas which we started yesterday. We'll be discussing today a little bit more about the topic of. So, let's start two steps back. So we've got a gzeirat rabbanon, the person is allowed to carry from a bais to a chotzer, from a house to a chotzer. Courtyard, it's even if the courtyard is enclosed, obviously, we're not allowed to carry from Bais to Chotzer, unless one makes an Erev Chatzeres. Okay, we learned that. Very good. Step number one. Now, if there's a neighboring Erev, there's a neighboring Chotzer, the same applies, that you cannot carry from this Chotzer into the neighboring Chotzer, unless you take the Erev Chatzeres which you have created and you bring that across to the other Chotzer. Now, the big condition to that is that, yes, an Erev Chatzeres would work, but in terms of the two Chatzeres, there's one condition which is really key, and that there must be between both Chatzeres a Pesach. There must be an entrance between both Chatzeres. If there is no Pesach, no entrance between both Chatzeres, then Erev won't work. Now, we're going to be learning in Seif Vav various scenarios about this wall of this separation, or in this Pesach between both Chatzeres. That's what we're going to be addressing now. So the background of it is that you need to have two Chatzeres, a Pesach, and two Chatzeres separated, and then a Pesach in between to allow making Erev in order to merge, to combine, to unify both Chatzeres. That's what we're holding. Bais sheben shtei Chatzeres. You've got a house between two courtyards. And this is open to both Chatzeros. And he made an Eruv im shteyem with both. But he did not make an Eruv with both of them. You may not carry kelim shofs bevatim. The kelim were in a house initially. You're not allowed to carry them. Chotzer to chotzer, one chotzer to next. The fact that it's a house in between both Chatzeres will not allow you carrying from one Chotzer to the next. The house in between will not solve and save the day. That's not good enough. Now for the next case, please turn the page. Picture 32. What have we got? So let's start with the basics. We've got two courtyards, absolutely. And both courtyards have two houses, two batim in each chotzer, two chatzeros. Now watch out for the wall in between. That's the wall we're going to be addressing now. For the continuation of this seif, we're going to be addressing this wall in between. So again, we've got two chatzeros, each chotzer has got two batim. Okay. I'm going back to Shulchan Aruch on the earlier page. We've got a wall which is 10 tefachim between both chatzeros. Or you've got karka, the floor of one of the chatzeros, which is higher five tefachim than the other. It's higher, it's elevated. The ground is elevated five tefachim. They also all of mechitza, and they made the mechitza on it chamisha lashlim lasor to add another five tefachim to make it into a 10 tefachim wall. So that's very much precisely picture number 32. You've got a ground, you've got the front chotzer in front of you, which is the way it is. You've got the back chotzer behind you, which is five tefachim higher. It's elevated five tefachim higher. Now you've made over there, so there's a step, there's a different height between the top chotzer and the bottom chotzer, five tefachim in between. Now you've added on that separation, you know, added a wall of five. This is not really accurate, because the wall should only be five tefachim. The bottom five tefachim is not really a... I don't know, can somebody describe it better than me?
Well, I think about each... Isn't it five, that's not one wall, isn't that of each of the courtyards? So the bottom one is actually the courtyard... It's a bit confusing. It's the courtyard of the first... The wall of the first courtyard, and the one above is actually the five tefachim wall.
Okay, good. Yeah, good. Yeah, good. Okay, I'm with you. Okay, so either way, the point being that you've got a 10 tefachim wall between the front and the back courtyard. Ein yecholim la'arev yachad. You may not make an eruv between. You may not. Once you've got 10 tefachim between the top and the bottom, once you've got a 10 tefachim wall between them, you may not make an eruv between them. Ve'imo yarkoisel gavaya. But if you had a wall which is 10 tefachim high, taka, for both sides, there was fruit lying on top of that wall. Okay, there's very juicy, nice apples on top of that wall. And it is 10 tefachim high. Now, the inhabitants, the residents of both courtyards, they may take it down to their own chotzer. And you may also go up and bring meperus sheshovsu bechatzeros for the ridim and lechotze acheres. You may go and take from the peres which are on the wall. Yes, if there is fruit on the wall, you may take them down. Bein shakos l'rochav abo einu achav abo. Whether the wall is four tefachim wide or it is not, but avol peres sheshovsu bavayis. But if you've got fruit which, when Shabbos came in, was in one of the houses, then it's different. If the wall was four tefachim wide, also la'alois loi, you may not bring the pears which was in your house, the fruit, you may not bring it on top of the wall, for lo lehirid mimenu, and I'll take it down from the wall. That's, again, if the wall was but the pears which was in your house, you may not put it on top of that wall. But if the wall was not for tefachim white, muta, then it's permitted. As long as you're not machlif. So even if you would be allowed to put it on the wall, you're not to be machlif. We learned about being machlif in the past. To be machlif is to cheat. Well, how would you cheat? You take the fruit and you put it on the wall, and then you take it from the wall and you put it onto the other chotzer. Since you're not allowed to bring it from one chotzer to the next, similarly also you're not allowed to be machlif, meaning you're allowed to take the fruit and put it on the wall, and then as a second step took it into the other chotzer. Full stop. And if we have got scenario 32, that the wall is 10 tefachim high for one side, and for the other side it isn't 10 tefachim high. So for the bottom courtyard it is 10 tefachim high, for the bottom one it isn't. Kugon Chikako Shalach Kavayim Shal Chavayu, such as the ground, the floor of one is higher than the other. Misha Einu Gavayla Asora, for the side, which is less than 10 Tfachim, Mutalish Tamesh Boy, you're allowed to use that wall for anything, Afle Kelim Shav Supervise, even for Kelim, which was in your house when Shabbos came in, Vashani and the other side, also Lish Tamesh Boy, you're allowed to use it, Afle Kelim Shav Supervise, even for Kelim, which was Shavis in the Chotz when Shabbos came in. Vehu and that is, Sheakos L'Rechavabo, that's if the wall is 4 Tfachim wide, but if the wall is not 4 Tfachim wide, then you are allowed to use it from both sides. From both sides, if you made an individual Eruv, it won't matter, it won't disturb it. Fine, that's the halacha here. Yes, you can't. You can. Yeah, in the last case? Yeah. I don't see any reason why not. Yeah, no, I think you can. Yeah. Not one chotzer, but there is no issa to bring. Can you be machliv in the last case? I think you can. Mutter lechne lechtamish boi afrin abatim afrilo evo kolach leatzmo. Afilu erva kolach latzma, even if they made an erva individually, but not a united one. Okay, full stop. Now we continue again. Let's go to a different case altogether. We are trying to work out what is considered a wall, a separation between both chatzeros. Think about your back garden. Rabbi say, a back garden, you've got a neighbor next door who is a yid as well. And we want to talk about the case of the ball flying across from one chatzah to the next. Okay, so you've got two back gardens. And there's a fence in between. What happens? So if we've got we learned yesterday that if the fence is a substantial fence and it's high, what's the halacha? The ball goes across. It's a mechitza, correct, and therefore you can't throw it back. Good. What happens if there is a one of those fences came down? One of those came down. Very good. Very good. So now let's see what's the halacha then. Does that make a difference, the fact that it's one panel came down? Shulchan Aruch Siv Zayin. Nifrat HaKoyseil. If the wall broke open. Let's see. Ad Eser Amos. If it was less than 10 Amos, the gap was 10 Amos, which is huge. You must have a pretty big back garden for that. So the Pirtz is less than 10 Amos. So it's considered a Pesach. And if it's a Pesach, what does that mean? Pardon? Indeed. And that is as long as it's not completely broken open. If it's broken open, not just one thing came down. What are those called again? Not one panel came down, but all of them came down. If there's mamash no fence left, then it's a problem. Why would you have a problem if all of them came down? It's a problem again. It's not what? Yes. So he said, Nifrat Zakoisel, Adas Amos, Arike Pesach. If it's less than 10, it's considered Pesach. Vuhushalo Yinifrat Bemeluyoi, but it mustn't be open completely. It mustn't be completely broken open. Because that would be a problem again. Because the Azim Mishnah Berurah explains, if cotton nun vav, if it's broken completely again, Mishnah Berurah says, Tim Nifrat Bemeluyoi, if it's completely broken open, Hafilu Pochim Es Amos, even if the grand total is less than 10 Amos, Tzrichos Le'arev Yachadav, you need to make a combined Eruv. It's considered one Chotza, and you've got to make one large Eruv together. But if it is the panel is that came down is bigger than 10 amos, chosuf ki chotze achas, considered one chotze, and you need to make one eruv together. For kol shkini meint b'nei mechitza kvoy asarot tzichim lo'ariv yachnim. There's no proper mechitza between them. Less than that for chimha, you need to make an eruv together as well. Okay, boys, so let's get this clear. Okay. Back garden, fence came down. So if you just want to carry in your fence, in your back garden, and he just wants to carry in his back garden, fine. That's, I leave you alone, you leave me alone. Live and let live. The typical British lifestyle. Live and let live. So if that's fine, and you don't care about the ball going this way, and him, and if the ball ends up by you, you know, you're also not going to worry about. So that's okay, fine. You don't need to make an eruv. What happens if you are concerned about ball going across? If you are worried about it, so what do you have to do? So really, you want to make an eruv. You want to be ma'arev your chotzer with your neighbor's chotzer. The problem is you can only do that if there's a Pesach in between. If there's no Pesach, you cannot be ma'arev together. Let's define a Pesach. Now, a Pesach is not if the whole fence comes down. If you become radical and you say, okay, my neighbor, we're going to take down all the fence and we're going to be one big happy family, that is not considered a Pesach. Because what you've got to do then, even if you make one big eruv together, you've got to make one eruv together.
As opposed to what?
Yeah, okay, then you have to, basically what it means, you have to make one eruv together, as opposed to you making an eruv and then being ma'arev, you eruv. You're right, Rabbi Kagan. What I just mean is, as opposed to what we did, the scenario we discussed previously, is that you make many batim make one eruv together, and then this eruv bringing across to the neighboring chotzer. I'm not referring to that. But yes, in our case that we're referring to, you're right. So if the whole fence comes down, you can make an eruv together. Similarly, if there is a Pesach, which the pirtzah is bigger than 10, then here again, that's considered, you can make an eruv together. If the pirtzah, that's what it is. So the Mishnah Berurah also explains over here. Yeah. How does it make, if it's more than, yeah. Yeah, no, so the answer is, if you need, no, there's a difference. The difference is that they're all made an eruv independently. We're talking about if they're all made an eruv independently, you want to merge the eruv in. Yes, here. They're made an eruv, so here we're talking about how you merge the eruv in. Yeah. No, sorry, that's the case there. If you have two, that's the case there. You want to know a Pesach, two independent Eruvin, you want to merge both Eruvin. That's what you're talking about, the Chaloin or the Pesach you're referring to. Here we're talking about not merging the Eruvin, but making one Eruv.
So it doesn't have to be four, it can be less than four?
So that's probably
still have to be four, no?
Yeah. Mishmuz points this out. No, he speaks about Tzuras HaPesach, no.
In this case, you still need an error.
If you, again, in the, which case?
In the case where the fence came down.
Yes.
And you want, and a ball goes across, you want to get it back. Or
you will need an eruv, yes. You will need an eruv, yes.
Between these two houses.
Yes. Yes.
You kept in either house.
Yes, I suppose it doesn't make a difference where it's kept, yeah. Yeah.
But if the fence has not fallen down, then you can still make an eruv between those two.
Yes. You will need a chaloin or as it calls it, you'll need an opening still, yeah.
Still need an opening.
Yeah. The Mishnah discusses an interesting shot about Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach. Say, what do you make in Tzuras HaPesach? Mishnah Berurah said that's also considered Pesach, and you can still make an Eruv together. Okay. Yeah, okay, it's Yifches Uli for next week, Be'ez Hashem. Okay. Good evening, Rabbi Yisai, good evening.